Hey guys, Harry Chi from Around the House. You know, we just dropped our first member-exclusive podcast with Jeff Tracy from Barbecue Nation. He actually interviews me to find out my history and how I got this far and what I did to learn construction and DIY projects. We also discuss things that, well, don't go to plan and how I battled adversity early on in my career, including some pretty poor decisions in my younger life. We even talk about how I ended up in Rolling Stone magazine. Now, if it was only for playing music. To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and sign up for Around the House Insider Premium Membership. Not only do you get to hear the weekend show a couple days early, you get all these member-exclusive content. And it's only $4. Now that's even cheaper than a beer at happy hour.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you got
Welcome back. This is Around the House with Eric G. This is our midweek special. This is where we talk about things that maybe we didn't get to from the last show, and we might not get to in the next show. So this is where we play a little bit of catch-up, or coming up soon in the next coming weeks, I'm going to start doing some long-form interviews with people you might want to hear from. So stay tuned for that. We will have some little bit of changes to this format, but it's going to be something that's not going to fit in radio well, but will fit in this format. So a lot more content coming your way around the corner. Well, wow, we had an amazing show this last week with Clyde Lewis in studio talking everything from haunted houses to demon possessions. It was quite the show, and thanks for staying tuned and tuning in. We only got about one hate mail, so I was pretty surprised about that because I know it's a home improvement show, but I was just trying to have some fun, well, and bring a different aspect to Around the House. And with a holiday special like Halloween, thought it would be fun to talk about haunted houses. So that was our little stretch, but coming back this next week, we've got more home improvement projects ahead. I wanted to talk about, since it's Halloween today, I wanted to talk about space heaters and fires right now, because we're getting into the time of year that people make mistakes with heaters and it causes tons of fires. And I saw this crazy statistic from the NFPA, which is the National Fire Protection Association. They came out with a study that says space heaters are involved in 79% of fatal home heating fires. While only 32% of home heating fires involve space heaters, they're involved in 79% of home heating fire deaths. That's a big number. And so there's a couple reasons why this happens, and I just wanted to give it as a friendly reminder. Because so many people think that, well, you know, your power strip that you have your TV or your computer plugged into? So many people overuse those things and put, well, they plug in things that have no business plugging into those. Now, here's why. Those are small power source type of things. They are never designed to take a home heating appliance like an electric space heater. It's not designed for that. And then when you stack stuff on it, maybe bedding or stuff around, toys, anything else that's going to keep the heat there, you make it even worse. So first of all, I only want to see you plugging a space heater into something that goes right into the wall, right into an outlet. Second of all, make sure that you've got a 3-foot radius around the outside of it. Seriously, 3 feet. No toys, no blankets, no nothing. I want a kid-free zone around that with curtains, nothing around that thing. Make sure you've got kids around and you're supervising those kids. Make sure that that is actually being enforced. And if you got to put a metal screen or something around it to keep them away, do it. So make sure and read the directions. If you have a bigger heater that wants even more space, of course, follow those directions. Now, here's the thing, too. Make sure that your heating equipment has a label like UL listing or something on it to make sure that it's a recognized testing laboratory. That will also show that it's had some fire protections with it as well. So you got to be careful with that. Now, I've done this myself when I was slumming it, doing community college days. But never use your oven for heating. I've done it. It's not right. get a heater, and more importantly, maybe get a real heater or get your existing heater fixed. Make sure that you've got that kind of thing going. So make sure that you've got maybe the right way to start heating things. And if you're always using a space heater in an area, you could have a heating air conditioning professional. Pyramid Heating and Cooling is one of our sponsors in the show. And you could have them come out and take a look at why that area is cold. Maybe you need a tune-up with your heating air conditioning system to get that dialed in. So take a look at that as well. And if you're going to use any of the you know, kerosene or any of those kind of heaters that are designed for working inside your home, but you have to have, you know, an open air, a lot of those heaters, read the directions on them. They'll tell you that you need to have windows cracked, and make sure with any kind of a combustible heater that you've got a real working carbon monoxide alarm to make sure that you don't have that going on. And of course, I don't have to say this, but I'm going to say it again. If you're burning charcoal or anything inside like a barbecue or a gas, no. Never, ever, ever do that. So barbecues are meant to be used outside. They're not a interior or heating or cooking device. So if you're listening to this and you think, hey, that might be a good idea in an emergency, no, it's not. And then make sure that you're maintaining all those heaters and stuff. Now, here's one thing. If you've got those wall electric fan forced heaters like the Cadets, I've had those in homes before. There have been a ton of recalls on them. There's good ones. There's bad ones. Only you can go down and tick model numbers and see if they're part of a recall or not. But here's the thing. The secret to those is keeping them clean. So turn the power off, take the two screws off the front, and vacuum out the insides and get all that dust out of there. There's no filter. Thus being no filter, and they're usually 18 to 24 inches off the ground. And if you've got pets or carpet or anything else like that, it sucks all that up into the heating elements. And when it gets plugged up, it can cause a fire. So go through and clean out all those fan-forced heating elements out there that if you have wall heaters, get them knocked out. Simple vacuum, 15 minutes, you can get those things cleaned out really quickly. So just take a little bit of care with that. Now that we're coming up into next weekend, which will be, it's time to fall those clocks back a little bit where we lose an hour, actually gain an hour of sleep at night. Here's the thing. I want you to check those carbon monoxide alarms, make sure that you've got those working, and then check out those smoke detectors. Now, while you're up there checking the smoke detectors, look and see when they were put in. If they're over 10 years old, replace them. If they came in with your 12-year-old house and they're new, when your 12-year-old house was built, replace them. Anything over 10 years, throw some new ones in because they do have a lifespan. So make sure you get those things dialed in. We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up on Around the House this weekend. But we're going to have Jake in this weekend with The Wall. Now, you know Jake is doing stuff with exteriors and amazing patios, concrete walls. You know, you get all these different type of outdoor hardscapes with The Wall. But did you know that they actually do helical piers? So if you've got that, is your house settling, or do you have a chimney that's leaning, or do you have a retaining wall that's leaning or something like that? They can actually tie that back into the ground and make sure that that chimney or whatever else, maybe you've got a front porch that's leaning. These are the guys that can go in and get that dialed in for you. So we're going to talk about helical piers and stuff this weekend, as well as take all your questions to Around the House with Eric G. We are back in the studio and we'll be having fun. Tune in to a great show this weekend. Around the House with Eric G on KXL, all over the Radio Northwest Network, and all of you listening on podcast. Guess what? You can also stream it live from noon to 2 Pacific at KXL.com. All right, thanks for listening. Have a great Halloween. Keep it safe out there. We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.